You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Oh, so fizzy.
So fizzy.
Cocktail Corner, of course, brought to you, dear listener, by the good folks of K-Road.
Indeed. Hello. Hello, listenership.
Hello, Red Bar.
Hello, guys. How you doing? Nice to be here. Hey, everybody out there. This is Red Bar back on the airwaves. Neil here and the other great bartender here at Red Bar, Harry. Say hello, Harry.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, we're here to rock your collective worlds.
Where is Red Bar?
Red Bar is just down Pitt Street off K Road. If you're going down towards the big tall man's shop. Everybody knows the big tall man's shop.
My brother's shop's there.
So there you go.
He's a big dude.
There you go. He's big, he's tall, he's a man. There you go.
What does Red Bar specialize in, aside from awesome parties? Red Bar 1, Red Bar 2, Red Bar 3, Red Bar 4, Red Bar 5?
Let's be honest, it is about the party. It's about the relaxation. It's about, like most of the places on K Road, thankfully, it's just about hanging out, chilling out, and sort of getting a bit of something that you don't get elsewhere. Mm. You know, so for us at Red Bar, it's really good house music, really good techno on the weekends, really good cocktails, really good beers, and just generally good, like good people having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Any good?
Yeah, okay. I love it.
Really good.
I love it. That's it. Well, that's the thing. So, I started out working in Ponsonby, and I loved Ponsonby. It had some good times. And
it's
I've been,
fucked
yeah.
out, though.
Well, that's it. I'm down here now, in K Road 2.5 years, and I love it. Everybody's so good. We got all. Even for example, the cocktail I'm doing today is essentially a collective production from several bars around K Road anyway. I went to Love Bucket. They were good enough to provide me with some tonic water as I had run out of the particular one for this particular beautiful cocktail. It's wonderful stuff. And then I was able to get to the guys at Gigi's, who gave me some limes.
Great spot.
You know what I mean? I think that's what K-Road's about. You know, it's a community.
I had a look in Gigi's. They've got quite a lot of booze in there.
They certainly do.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah. And in a format it's where you brilliant. could just sit and spend a while looking at that.
Did you just hear Neil go, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. That's
it's
a lot of booze.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And that's it. Hey, it's great to be able to go into a bar and be like, maybe we'll get that in. Yeah. Ooh, maybe we'll get this in. Yeah, so I do. Harry, I must get us onto more of the old K Road. Like, we should get in a pub crawl.
Definitely.
K Road pub crawl?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about Frangelico, because I know the name, I don't think I've seen the bottle before. What is it?
Okay, so the bottle is shaped. I don't know if any listeners out there are familiar with it. It's
looks like a
it's
woman.
A hazelnut liqueur. I believe it's Italian, and the thing is based on a monk, so it's supposed to look like a monk in his habit. And you know how difficult it is to break that habit.
Can I have a whiff?
Yeah, have an L snifter. And so that the Frangelico goes beautifully just with wedges of lime over ice. A lot of people will drink it that way.
Mm,
and that's
it's really
part of
nutty.
What we're throwing in today into our concoction.
It smells like hazelnut. Fuzzy.
Smells delicious.
There you go, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, you love the smell of nuts.
I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Sweet, sweet nuts.
Talk us through this cocktail.
Right, so I'm going to get Harry. Harry, what have we already got? We've already got in our shaker, we've cut up some lime, and what have we done?
We've got about a whole lime in our shaker already.
Yeah.
About to add in about 30 mils of Frangelico per drink.
Do we know the price of limes at the minute?
High.
They're out.
Those
are big limes, by the way.
Yeah.
Good juice yield.
I mean, the thing is, size isn't always everything when it comes to lime. Sometimes a smaller lime will give you a lot more juice.
They look like if they keep going, they turn into lemons.
But you don't want that, do you?
No. But like, what do we know the price? John, are you going to find out the price of limes?
John, 32 a kilo, I believe.
All right.
Yeah. A lot of things you can get a lot cheaper, you know. Ooh.
Damn. You guys obviously not cutting any corners here for this drink.
No, of course not. We've got everything. So while Harry's throwing in some Frangelico, as we know the hazelnut.
You're
the
in a maceration
main
kind of mood.
Ingredient is cachaça. Do you know cachaça, the Brazilian fantastic spirit?
Not
have a sniff. It smells like... it smells like three-day-old grass clippings. It's amazing.
Okay.
Now, have a little listen to this.
What is this kind of like a mescaline tequila kind of thing? It's got that kind of vibe about it.
So it's made from raw cane sugar juice.
Oh, yo.
Sure. Sugar juice? You know what I mean. Hold on, I'm just going to crush some sugar here.
Who knew you could make alcohol out of cut grass?
Here we go.
Right, now what have we got? So I've just crushed up some sugar to make it all real small and easy to get in. We're going to add some sugar. But the cachaça you would use for a caipirinha. If you're familiar with this, it's a Brazilian cocktail from Brazil. It's a machine. It's ginger, lime, and cachaça and sugar. So we're kind of doing a take on that, where we're bringing in the bitterness from the limes and the sweetness from the Frangelico. We're topping that up with a bit of Mediterranean tonic to draw it out and give you a bit of a longer, more sumptuous, summery drink. We'll be using crushed ice in that to make it all beautiful. Yeah. And yeah, so we're calling this Now the Bitter, Now the Sweet.
Nice.
I'm doing that after a fantastic song, which I have lined up, which we can hear a little bit later once we've all got a cocktail in our hand. I think it's probably a good idea.
Neil, just I walked out of the room momentarily to get a pen to write down the
recipe,
the ingredients. So into a shaker on ice, we've got 30 ml Frangelico.
Yep. 30 of cachaça, half a lime.
30 of cachaça?
Cachaça. Yes, yeah, Brazilian.
Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah, so you've got the. There it is there. Chris. Oh, well, here, I mean.
So it's
here. Oh, it's like curacao, yes.
C-A-C-H-A-C-A.
Yeah.
Cachaça.
That
sorry.
Last C has a little.
30 ml of that.
It's called a cedilla.
And. So we've got both of those into the shaker on ice. Mm-hmm. You're crushing.
Gets me every time. I'm crushing ice on the floor.
Gets me every time.
How much lime?
About a half a lime per drink.
Juiced?
Do you want crushed ice in there?
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, no. They just cut the limes in half. It's waiting.
Muddled.
Muddled / macerated.
Fucking hell.
Apparently limes are like 3 times as good as lemon and 10 times the price. That's Dave.
Hot take from Dave coming in there.
Oh, goodness.
My word, this is so difficult here. Just
oh, shit, this is
so
a casual
work.
Throw we're doing over here. Oh, there we go.
Oh, goodness, I hope you're hearing all the work I'm putting into this out there in Radioland.
Woo! Oh, man. It's Thursday.
Beautiful.
Oh, shave ice. Get your shave there. Ice. All right. And we brought a selection of syrups.
Do you need
for that
sugar or anything?
Woo, I think we're almost there, gentlemen. Things are looking good.
Fever Tree getting ready now. Any tonic will do, but Fever Tree is obviously really good.
Well, we've actually kind of based it on the Fever Tree range because they do some wonderful, wonderful tonics. And this is the Mediterranean tonic. Which is fantastic. And you can find them. So, yeah, I mean, Love Bucket has them. We've got them. Northern Line has them.
Don't skimp on the tonic, by the way, everyone. If you go out and you get the alcohol, don't skimp on the tonic because it won't be the same experience.
That's true. I mean, if you're having a house spirit, just hug up with a house tonic. That's kind of fine. But if you're taking the time to go, oh, I like the look of this gin.
Why skimp on the cheap stuff?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Spend the extra $2 or a dollar it might be. It's worth it in the long run.
It is a total game changer.
Or don't.
It really is.
It has changed my perspective on... gin cocktails in general, just having a good mixer.
I think what you guys will have learned over the years of doing things like this, that even little things like, you know, drinking straight vodka is awful when you're young because you drink horrible, horrible vodka. But you can get a nice vodka that you can drink straight.
Still horrible, though.
You know what I mean? But certainly not as horrible as that awfulness you were drinking when you were just looking for the cheapest stuff you could find, you know?
Responsibly, obviously.
All right, well, gentlemen.
Oh, shit, let me do the
change. Just hit... pass them on over there, Harry, and the lads can hit play. And
we can share one. You can have one, Neil.
Well, we're probably make another couple.
This is about Red Bar.
I think we're going to make another couple. We've got to go, all right.
Okay, I'm...
So this in the background is the Supremes with Now the Bitter, Now the Sweet. It's a beautiful, beautiful track for a beautiful... beautiful
drink.
What
do you call this drink, the Supreme?
We call it Now the Bitter, Now the Sweet.
Oh, man, this is good.
Oh, wow.
Holy smokes.
There you go. I'm telling you, man. K-Road, we've got it all.
The Frangelico. That
cachaça. Cachaça?
Cachaça?
Yeah. Just to know it's got real, actual lime in it.
That's fucking sick.
Crush me one more? Sorry, my bartender is like, Neil, we need to crush more ice. Come on.
Let me try this. Can I have a look at that cachaça again?
The hazelnut cutting through. The hazelnut Frangelico is cutting through like a mother trucker.
Yeah, do you find it's an aroma on the top, but the flavor's not really there as much in the background? Yeah.
Neil, I'm digging this. I'm all over this like a rash because I have not experienced this flavor combination before.
Someone's having a gin and tonic right now with Fever Tree.
Woohoo! Oh, it's so good to hear that you're enjoying it, gentlemen.
Dry, great combination of flavors.
I'm getting it's all come together and tasting a little bit like coconut for me.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I could see that. I've heard of it. I've kind of gotten images of that out of the cachaça and lime combo.
I don't want to downplay it, but it tastes like a hazelnut lemonade ice block to me.
Hey, isn't that a good thing in the summer?
Mm, it is. It's perfect.
Yeah, there you go. It's like I got one and let it melt.
Have any bars looked into alcoholic frozen drinks? Like ice block? It's hard to freeze, I know.
You got those slushy margarita machines and stuff.
Yeah.
They're a bit cheap and nasty looking, right?
Yeah.
I think what I was thinking of doing was doing like a cucumber sorbet.
Oh, wow.
You know, and
have
using
you ever
that
done that thing
ice?
Where you put all the vodka in the watermelon? I keep meaning to do that. I never got around to it.
I feel like I was at a party where somebody tried it, but they didn't know what they were doing and didn't leave it long enough. It never worked.
Are we taking phone calls? Let's do it. You've called Cocktail Corner and you know that you've done it.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not bad, mate. What's going on?
Sounds like you're having a good time. Look, I'm not a drinker myself. I'm actually a smoker.
Right on.
So I just hope by next year you're able to at least go to an outlet where you can purchase a smoke.
Well,
that's the future we're looking for, I think, mate. Yeah.
Because, you know, in Colorado, Holland's been doing it for years. And Holland, that's usually the tourists that smoke. The people who live there don't really touch
that's
the
right.
stuff.
That's right. You know, we actually covered earlier on another segment we do, which you might really like, called Marijuana Media. That happened a little bit earlier today. You've just come into the wrong kind of corner. But
I know I've come into the wrong corner, but it sounds like you're having a nice drink.
It's true.
Well, what I would say is that, of course, as the times change and things move on, you know, Red Bar, as all the other beautiful hospitable areas of K-Road, we'll take things on board like that, because what we're about really is somewhere that you can go and hang out and feel comfortable.
THC
you're drinking
infused
alcohol,
drinks,
drinking coffee, having a few, you know, mocktails, having a soda, having a juice, or just here to listen to music.
Shooting
you know?
Up down the alleyway, whatever.
Yeah,
right?
whatever
we're just hanging out. It doesn't matter.
As long as you're all good people, come and say hi. You know.
Thanks for the phone call, Matt. Yep, cool. Okay. He waited for you though.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, Neil, just one more time.
Yeah.
So into a shaker full of ice, half muddled lime, 30 ml Frangelico, 30 ml cachaça, yeah. Shake. Strain onto crushed ice and a tumbler of crushed ice with top with some figure three.
Hello?
You got it.
Sweet.
You've called Cocktail Corner. What's up?
Is this the bartender from Red Bar?
Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
He's a bloody wizard.
Hooray!
He is a wizard.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. Good.
Thanks, mate. See you, Red Bar.
Yeah, see you over the weekend. And actually, yeah, we got comedy on tonight from 7:30. Come down for that. Free entry. I'm actually going to do a few minutes myself on the old stage.
Not just a wizard.
Well, we'll see. I might be awful.
The phone's still ringing, Neil. Let's take another
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic. Yeah,
hello, BFM.
G'day. I heard this thing on the telly. This guy said you should only eat whatever you make, which is an interesting view. And so you should only drink whatever you've brewed yourself.
I like that idea. Unfortunately, let's be honest, we're not all great brewers. I think, you got to team up with the right person.
Also, I don't have my own land and stuff. You know, it's hard for me to do that.
If you brew, I'll get it to the masses.
But look how brilliant these spirits are. There is no way, like, anyone can create those without having a team of people and years of experience. So I think the spirit manufacturing thing, that's excluded. You're allowed to buy that.
Okay, thank you.
Fair enough.
We've come full circle. Yeah. Thanks very much. I'll keep growing my own weed, though, for sure.
Like any other potential poison, probably leave it to the professionals.
Someone's at the door. The phone's ringing again. Jesus, it's all going. Cocktail Corner this week. What's going on? Another phone call. This is Talkback/Cocktail Corner. How's it going?
I like to move it.
See you, mate. Okay, go.
There we go. Oh, boom, look at that. Drop that needle, why not? For goodness sake. Oh dear, what a joy it is. So lovely to be here.
Now, Neil, what's going on in the next couple of days at Red Bar before you shut up shop?
Yeah, well, we've essentially got Christmas cut right down to three nights of joy. So tonight we have the wonderful Jamie Yamaros doing his usual Thursday night extravaganza of tunes from about 10 o'clock. As I say, earlier in the evening we've got stand-up comedy with some of Auckland's latest and greatest up-and-coming comedians. So that's free from 7:30 till 9:30. Tomorrow night Tis the Season to Partay with the wonderful DJ Richie Chewy. He'll be throwing down tunes from like 9 till 3, 4, depending on how crazy we get.
P-A-R-T-Y.
P-A-R-T-Y, because we gotta, etc. Well, I mean, there is an A. There's definitely one A.
Fucking A.
There you go. And then, yeah, Saturday night, Yama's back with the wonderful Jamie D, and they're doing, like, an excellent adventure of a night. Check out the posters and such on Facebook.
What do I say if I walk into Red Bar and I want this drink? Because it's so good.
You say you guys were great on the radio.
Yeah, obviously. Make eye contact as well.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah,
generally, what just I want the, I so want you the want, now the sweet.
You want now the bitter, now the sweet.
Now the bitter, now the sweet.
Or any combination of those words, because, you know, I understand it's a difficult one. But it is, Harry, you've done amazing. You know, it's wow. What a great drink.
Made of love.
Mm. Thank you very much, Neil, yeah, from Red Bar. Thank you, Harry, from Red Bar.
Yeah, come down to K Road, check us all out, see what we got.
Free public transport tomorrow as well, so no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's enough going on K Road. Start at one end, it'll take you 2 days to get to the other. It's all right.
Thanks, boys.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.